o'clock on a Friday morning. A very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk. A small business spotlight a little earlier this morning. Today we shine the spotlight on a fun educational small business focused on little people. Education through play. Now, Cape Town-based company Litchi Apple was initially formed to be a holistic educational resource for children for the children of the founder, Fazila Harris-Davids. But during lockdown, the business blossomed into something much bigger and quite larger. We find out more about this unique little business. Founder of Litchi Apple, Fazila Harris, joins us this morning. Fazila, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on.
First of all, Jumaa Mubarak to you. Tell us, first of all, the name. What is the significance of this name, Litchi Apple?
So the name Litchi Apple is a play on my son's name. It's Laith and Ayub. And they were the big inspiration behind the brand. So I thought, why not pay homage to the beginnings of the brand? And I also wanted it to be something quirky that people want to know more when they hear the name.
Mm. And initially, I believe you wanted to mitigate the severity of learning losses for your children that, you know, that they could be facing at the early days of the pandemic in 2020. But then later you were retrenched and you needed to pivot quite differently. Tell us how this change came about.
So what happened was I found that because of online learning, my children were missing that interaction of a classroom. And realistically speaking, it's not really fun when mommy's teaching you all day. So I thought, why not create a fun resource for them to learn while playing? So I incorporated things they love, such as Play-Doh and building blocks, into the learning, so that despite it being locked down and having the online learning, they had another avenue of learning. It didn't really feel like learning.
Chatting this morning to Fazila Harris-Davids, the founder of Litchi Apple, which obviously is an educational small business focused on little people. Let's talk about those products that you offer as a brand. Handmade worksheets, scented Play-Doh, sand kit. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It really is. So what we do is every product is created using base elements that children are familiar with. So Play-Doh, building blocks, so that when they are using our products, they're actually playing the whole time, not knowing that they're actually learning in that process.
Mm. I see your whole range of products includes a coding kit, a phonics kit, and also a STEM kit and a solar system kit. So where were you last year when I needed a solar system kit? Tell us about this, because, you know, one needs to start looking at your children's education very differently. And also, you know, a coding kit as well as a phonics kit and the STEM kit sounds very interesting, because we are moving in that direction with a number of schools.
So in South Africa, we have what's called the inclusive education policy, and that is aimed to include children of various learning capabilities in one classroom. The challenges we face as a country is that our teachers, unfortunately, don't have the resources available to provide for these children, as well as a very heavy workload at present. So that is where Litchi Apple comes in. Our products aim to cover all these concepts for children with learning capabilities such as ADHD, audio processing disorder, sensory processing disorder, and low muscle tone, so that we can cover all these subjects such as science, language, and mathematics in a way that doesn't make learning a burden, but makes learning more fun and integrative for them, because intentional learning is how children learn best, and it's how we are able to get the best out of our children without creating this pressure that they need to know certain things in a way that just scores numbers and doesn't grow them holistically as children.
Mm. The value of educational toys for sensory play cannot be underestimated, definitely, because, you know, there's a whole combination when you look at cognitive learning for a child. And I feel like your business is all about going back to basics. So what are the benefits of then playing with Play-Doh for a child's development and his therapy?
So by creating a more tactile learning environment, you're engaging a child's five senses, and this is how they learn best. And especially today, a lot of our children are exposed to a lot of screen time because we have lockdown, it's COVID. The parents, unfortunately, don't have the leeway to just, you know, set the kids out like they used to. So by creating educational resources that allow them to learn holistically. We are actually taking our children back into a way where they learn and they play, and that is how they learn best, is through play. So by creating all my products, what I've done is I've taken concepts that are actually quite new to our country and allowing them to learn it at an earlier age, but in a simpler way so that it's a foundation block for them to build on as they grow up.
Chatting to Fazila Harris-Davids this morning, founder of Lychee Apple. And today we shine the spotlight on what is a fun and educational small business focused on little people, education through play. You're part of the upcoming Cape Town Halal Market at Rustenburg High. Tell us what you will be exhibiting at this particular market.
So we'll be showcasing at the Cape Town Halal Market on the 4th and 5th of December at Rustenburg Grove High. Tickets will be available via web tickets. For us as a brand, we will be bringing in our phonics kit, all our Play-Doh, as well as our fan kit and chalk tabs, as well as allowing all our parents and teachers and children to see our products and actually interact with them so that they themselves can see the benefit they'll get from them at the market over that entire weekend.
And you've also been announced as the First Lady Chamber Business of the Year 2021. What does this kind of recognition mean? I mean, it must put back such a lot of integrity, such a lot of courage into you after being retrenched, and you stare at that wall where you say, I'm going nowhere, but I am not turning back.
It's meant so much for me, not only as a brand, but as a person, because I've pivoted completely away from what I intended to do with my life. And it just provided accreditation behind the brand that what we do works. And it also allows us to now extend our products to go nationally. And we've even gone so far as to have our products being used by parents in the UK. We've got a parent over there using our product. So it just gives that validity that we can grow and cater to more children because we are affordable. So it allows accessibility to all South Africans and not limited to those who can afford it.
I've had a look at the number of things that you have on your product list, and I think I found quite a bit of it at Instagram. But where can listeners follow you or buy from you? Share those details of your website and all the social media details with us, because I know that a number of people are going, I can get this and keep my children happy for the whole holidays.
So at present, everybody can find us on Instagram. Our handle is Lychee Apple, which is LitcheiApple. And they can also find us on Facebook, where they can chat to me directly if they've got any questions or even would like us to add to our range, which is always expanding. And right now, our website has not gone live, but we have our online market going live in January of 2022. So perfectly ready for the new academic year.
That's Fazila Harris chatting to us, and she's Fazila Harris-Davids. She's a founder of Lychee Apple. Her products are available on Instagram, and of course you can just search Lychee Apple. Fun products and absolutely great range. And once again, a person who was retrenched and turned around and said, but maybe this is my passion. This is where I am. I wonder if you have a story like that, to say the great thing about the pandemic and a great thing about, you know, having been taken away from my job is that I stopped doing things on a day-to-day basis that I was just doing for the sake of doing. But now I've changed from that, and I've actually either started a side hustle or I've actually started something different. And I have pivoted myself out of that into a passion.